Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyindoho, said part of the outreach program of the party is being used to educate its followers as a civic responsibility of the party to encourage them to participate in the limited voters exhibition exercise. He told Radio Ghana that as political parties, it is their duty to also support the EC to make the exercise successful through awareness creation and education.
We have the timetable from the EC. It was given to us at IPAC. And part of the reason why we went on this national outreach in all the 10 regions is actually to educate and sensitize our party supporters to ensure that all new persons who have attained the age of 18 and are eligible to register should register. Secondly, there are some who are more than 18. They could be 25, they could be 30, they could be 50, they could be 60, but they have not registered before for some reason. They also are allowed to register during this limited registration. But particularly in the Volta region, we know that there's a propaganda by the MPP to create the impression that a new register is being compiled. And so everybody should get out and register. Now, the whole idea is that with the new system we have in place, anybody who registers twice, automatically your name is expunged from the database of the EC and you cannot vote for at least 10 years. Peculiar to the Volta region, we are educating our people and letting them understand that it is not a new registration exercise. It is only a limited registration exercise for new entrants into the register.
In his contribution, the General Secretary of the All People's Congress, Razak Kojo-Pokru, said the party will receive its final certificate as a fully-fledged political party on Friday. He told Radio Ghana that the executives of the party are on the ground, educating their members to turn out in their numbers to have their names on the register. This is to ensure that on November 7, Hassan Ayarga will be elected as the next president.
We have communicated to our various constituency and regional leadership to educate our members to get their names on the voters register on the 28th and 8th of May so that on the 7th November 2016 general election, they can have that civic right to go and exercise and vote Dr. Hassan Ayarga as the next president of Ghana. So we are doing our education behind the scenes, even though we haven't gotten the final certificate yet.
If you say you are doing your education behind the scenes, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, what it means is that we have our membership across the nation. We have their names and telephone numbers. So we are educating them how they are supposed to exercise their civic rights. In this case, getting their names on the voters' list